activities around the school, like they do now, did the school sponsor activities?
Not that much, you know. You know, it was on up in the 40s, 48, 49, you know, they started a football team and things like that. And, you know, Roswell, in the late 40s or mid 40s, they started a scout program and a boys club, you know, that was to help get us, you know, something to do. So they were working on that even back then.
What about things like school dances?
We had a few, you know, not a lot, but we had, you know, we had a few.
What kind of clothes did the kids wear back then?
Overalls. The boys wore overalls, and, you know, the girls wore dresses, you know, that was it. And that's why I've never been a fan of overalls, because I didn't like to wear overalls. And finally, when I was large enough, I graduated to blue jeans. So,
okay. You mentioned that your parents were very involved with the church, and mm-hmm. there was a lot of activities. What kind of activities would the church have?
Well, you know, I can remember when they didn't even have Sunday school, you know, you went to church. You know, you went to church two or three times a week, you know, and finally, you know, they got together and started a Sunday school, you know, and all, and we'd have little parties and things, and that was nice, you know, it gave you something different to do.
Uh-huh. And are you still involved in the church now?
Well, yes, I go to church. I'm not involved, you know. You know, I've been involved in a lot of civic organizations and all, but, you know, I go to church, but I don't go as much as I want to do.
Which church do you go to?
I go to the Methodist Church.
And are the churches here in Roswell quite different than what they used to be?
Yes, very much so.
Do you think that they're as important now?
Yes, I do, and probably, you know, they were important then, but, you know, the churches, they give an outlet for the kids and all the young people to do things now, which they didn't then. So back then, when you were real young, you had to go to church, and you had to behave, and you had to hear what the preacher had to say, but you know, now they have a lot of outlets for the young people, which is great, and I think all the churches here in Roswell has done a wonderful job.
Uh-huh. So, in what way they're different? Because they have more activities, yeah, and things like that.
Yes, they have more activity, and when I was real young, my daddy's job was to go. The church we went to didn't have lights or heat. So his job was to go fill the lanterns up with white gasoline and hang them in the ceiling and build a fire in the church, you know, and that was always a treat for me to get to go with him to help him do that.
Now, you mentioned that you went into the automotive business. Mm-hmm. What did you do, and who were the mechanics that you worked with? How did you get started in that?
Well, When I got about 13 years old, I had an uncle that had a shop here in Roswell, and the minute I'd get home from school, get my activities done, I would go